There's some
mind expanding concepts here that you have to just orient your thinking to it. We're dealing now with the legal aspects of a melocha called ofer or bishul. Remember, our Mishnah lists ofer because of sedur depas. It's a way to get you to think a mnemonic, how to think the melochos. Oh, baking bread. Ah, I know what you're talking about. I always bake bread. In fact, if you never bake bread, it puts you at a handicap. It doesn't help too much. But someone who asks your mother or your wife baking bread, she'll tell you. You start with flour, you gotta add water, you gotta mix it up, so you have lisho, right? And then you have to put it in the oven, etc., etc., etc. Melechas ha'ofer, right? He has 34 seifim here. Ha'ofer keitzat. What do you mean by melechas ha'ofer? Echad ha'ofer sapas. Echad, not one. You don't have the help.
Do you have any more for sale? Yeah? Someone mentioned that you were selling them. Do you have any more of them? Or?
I'm sorry?
Someone mentioned at the beginning of the year you were selling them. Do you have any more?
No, I was selling them. I was picking them. I could pick up.
I can get them. I'm going over leaving.
Okay, well, I paid $19. If it's more, don't buy it. I'll get it for you for $19.
Thank you.
That's because I get a 10% reduction or something. I don't. Echad ofer sapas, vechad mevasher samachol. Okay, watch this now. Ve'echad o samemonim litzvor behen. Pull up a chair. O samemonim litzvor behen. Ah, so it's no longer food. Not talking about food. You can pull up your chair too. Watch carefully what we're talking about now. So that the application of this melocha does not require that it be deal with a food substance. Okay? We learned it in the Gemara already. We said, you remember, someone puts a wet log in the oven. Right, so he's a chayev mishum mevashel. Why? Because the dampness is cooked first, and then he put it in the oven in order to dry out the log. But you can't dry out the log without cooking the water in the log. So he's mevashel, even though the bishul has nothing to do with achila. Right, see, that's it. Oh, l'chamon l'tzvor behen, because that actually is the melechas hamishkan. Where was the cooking in Melechas HaMishkan? Cooking of the chatos, cooking of a korban meat is not part of the Melechas HaMishkan. That's the Avodas HaMishkan. That doesn't count for Lamites Melechos. Therefore, the only bishul you had per Mishkan, that's why the Gemara asks, why do you list afia? There was no afia per Mishkan. Lechem aponim, or menochos, that's avodas hamishkan. That's not the building of the mishkan, and the lamas menochos are part of the construction of the mishkan. But you did have the need to prepare dyes in order to stain, to dye the yirios, to make the tcheles, etc., etc. You need oh hamachamim esamayim. That's a big chidush.
Why?
So you tell me. Anybody can ask a question. Why?
I say, okay, why it's a chiddush? I say, what's a chiddush? It's like anything.
What have you accomplished by heating the water? The water changed?
It's boiling now. Yeah, it's going from a liquid.
You
state
stop
to
cooking.
State.
An hour later, it's exactly what it was before. Where's the melechas tikkun? Where's the melechas kiyum? Big chiddush. boiling water. Boil a chicken. It was a raw piece of meat. I made it into a cooked piece of meat. Okay, tikkun. What did you accomplish by heating water?
When you go from liquid to a gaseous state, you're accomplishing something.
The what?
When you make it steam and boil, you're making the liquid become a gaseous thing.
But then you like a cup of tea, right? You like a cup of hot tea. You don't like cold soup. Boy, if you want to we're looking now to define the malacha, and we know melechas machsheves, melechas tikkun, and one of the requirements for most malachos was kiyum, right? We know about it by kosher, right, and by kosev. Has to be kiyum, right?
So say kiyum.
You're right with the frost on the window, right? It's isur de rabbanon because it's not going to last. So you need, many melachos require kiyum. Bishul should require kiyum also. He's not accomplishing anything. Now you're going to tell me, he likes hot cup of tea. You drink Coca-Cola. For you, it's no tikkun. I never drink. You drink tea only when you're sick. It's not for you, not for healthy people. That's a pusher. You've got to defend that. Right. The key of Muhammad Mayim is that it's chozer lebrioso. You stop cooking, it goes back where it was before. Nothing happened to it. I cooked some bacteria, they don't know about that. Okay? Vechod hametagen. What's metagen?
Frying.
So why does she have to tell me cooking, frying? So if you're sitting, not standing, you won't be shocked by collapsing, right? If I cook bosa b'cholov, I have a chiv chatas, right? If I fry bosa b'cholov, it's only mitrabanan. Suddenly, mitagin is not like you think. Well, my nafkamina, a big pot or a flat pot. Tag is only a frying pan, so it's a shallow pot. No. Tigun is a different malacha. Therefore, it's a big chidush. You have to know, does it fall into the category of melecha Shabbos or not? Okay. Next, Echad Hatzola, likewise. You go ahead, you like your steak smeared with butter, and you make it a barbecue, and you smear butter on the steak, it's not Bosa B'cholo. You go ahead and put butter in your pot where you're cooking a meat soup, that's Bosa B'cholo. Yet you watch the legalism here. Hareza av melocha b'chayev. Now you got a big chidush also. Each one, he says, is an av melocha. So if I go ahead, as people do, I will make boiled chicken, leaving out now bosa b'chola, we're back to Shabbos. I want to make chicken soup, but you don't like boiled chicken. So I'll take the chicken out after a little while, and then I will put on some barbecue sauce and put it in my oven. That'll cost you two sheep.
He's saying that,
right?
He's saying
if they're both abmalochos, then each one is chai v'chatos. One for cooking, one for baking, right?
He's arguing with the Gemara. The Gemara said you can only get 39 sheep.
The what?
According to this, you should be able to get far more than 39 sheep.
Oh, okay. So what does it mean? Say, there, you know, this, if you will learn pshat, it says, Hareza av melocha, right? Like he says, they're not avos melocha, each one is an av melocha in itself, right? They all represent a form of cooking, that's all. So it's only one av melocha.
So they're all totally not avos.
Yeah, but if I compare other halachos, by Basa Bacholov, right? They're, each one seems to be a relatively independent thing. One is chayev, one is not chayev, so it can't be the same thing. Okay?
So why not say they're all toladot of Ofer?
The Yesh Omrim, look, it says, Shonikra Melocha El HaMavashel Levad. Aval HaOfer V'Matagim V'Atzola Ein El Toladot Mavashel. And therefore, if you do them together, you have there what? Only one. Well, that's what the same thing. If it's all one av, the same thing. No, so you see, he means to say, in the first case, each one is an av melocha, therefore he's chayv independently. But yesh omrim nikra melocha el hamavasha levad, and the others are tolodos. Therefore, an av betoloda didei, you bring only one chatas.
We also saw in the beginning of the year this concept that there are many avs for each av, ending with the same maisa and the same. The same pool and the same kavana, we said, is all called an av, even though it's only one av.
Hold on, question. We will soon switch off to the Kalkela Shabbos. Okay, which again, you never got the Kalkela Shabbos that I handed out. You people have it with you?
Yeah.
Maybe good idea to switch right away to avoid too many questions.
But so is he saying that Mevashel and Ofe are one and the same?
I should try to get you a copy of this that I gave out in the beginning of the Zaman. This is I have more than one here. This is the Tefel Shishoel. Shishoel published. I don't have the email. Right here. Well, he got back to back. There's a first page. Let's see, a minute. First begins with general Krollin critical that we spent some time on reviewing each one, what they are. Okay. Okay, Ofer. You people have it? Okay.
Yeah.
Pick up on page 6, Yudalat, Ofer. See how in a few lines he sums up, and give you a quick introduction to the Malacha. Ha'ofer, Okamokain, Hamavashel, Otsola, right? He really took a stand. Kamokain. They are synonymous terms. It's the same thing. That is Ofer, Mevashel, Otzola, Tigrogrus, Be'esh, or Betolodos Eish. The shear is the size of a fig. Right. Every melocha has a shear for Chiyav Chatas. Chotzi shear is also manatola also. But the Chiyav Chatas comes only with a shear, and the shear is Gogrus, right? Be'esh, O Betolodos Eish. Okay, very critical statement. What's Talodos Eish?
Cold.
I'm going to use a blech. I use a metal right? I'll heat the metal, and the metal will heat the pot. It makes no difference. Tolot doesn't age, the metal got heated with the fire. But what about what's now being distributed all over India and all over Africa? A sun cooker?
It's mutter.
That's mutter.
Okay. They had recently, they had a picture in one of the newspapers, what they gave out. To me, it was a chidush. I remember the sun cooker of years ago. It's a little thing. This is now something about this size. It has nothing more than a folding aluminum mirrors, right? And there, where they have sun, right? It concentrates the rays of the sun towards the middle. That's how it's shaped. And within a half hour or so, you have a pot of water that's cooking. Dealing in a country where there is no fuel, period. The trees have been taken down already 20 years ago. They used up all the wood. A major job of a wife in Africa is to walk 10 miles to gather firewood to make supper. Came along the World Health Organization and put together this thing. Cost something like $2.50, right? And you can cook. You cook by day. The sun is there all the time. What they do on a cloudy day, I don't know. But I don't really have the monsoon comes. Then you don't cook. You have to eat things that are not cooked. So.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, remember, it's not considered derech bishul, though, right?
Huh?
I thought doing bishul b'shemesh is considered mutter, I thought.
Right.
It's mutter l'gamrei.
Right.
So that's
mutter l'gamrei. That's what he says. It has to be age or tolodos age. It can't be chama.
Unless you consider chama to be a tolodos age.
No. No, only. Even the fire of Gehenna is called tolodos age. But sun not, though.
Even though you're ending up with the same outcome?
Yeah.
The geysers. I thought.
I'm sorry?
The Rav Orbach talks about that, the geysers.
The hot springs of Tiberias.
He calls the hot springs.
Yeah.
May Gehenna.
Yeah. Why do you go that? It's Sugi of Chamei Tiberias. We'll soon have it. And can you cook with Chamei Tiberias? Like, where's Chamei Tiberias? Is it from Eshel Gehenna or not? Okay.
But on Shabbat, it's permissible to do the whole process of putting it out, getting the food, all the preparation?
What I'm talking to you about is
Ishul.
You should invite your chaverim for a Shabbos afternoon barbecue chod.
Right.
Okay. You want to be machadish? What makes up a reputation? That's the way you do it. Okay. Oh, al gabi tanu beis achoref. Listen carefully. Okay, tanu beis achoref would be really. It was a stove used to heat what we call steam to heat the room. Used winter time. It was cold wood. Put it there and use that. Oh, mafkia beitza al gabi sudos shulchan beish. I have every now and then they show when we have a chamsin, some hot days, and someone will get his picture of the paper. He fries an egg on the steps of the courthouse. Right. That is perfect. That is only also midrabanan on Shabbos. Because really, it is Tolodos Hachama. Tolodos Hachama is also only Midrabanan because you confuse it with Tolodos Eish. Therefore, he specifies, that's the advantage of this first Yisroel, you gotta watch every word. Right? He says, Asudo, meaning some base, Shehucham Be'esh, that was heated, and you use that to fry an egg, Chayev. Abo Tolodos Chama, is only midivrei sofrim. Tolodos chama is midivrei sofrim. But chama itself is not even midivrei sofrim.
So why isn't that oven considered a tolada of the chama?
Why
isn't that oven, the African oven, the aluminum oven, why is that not considered a tolada of chama?
Which is
the aluminum oven that works for the sun? Why is that not?
It doesn't get hot. It's not giving any heat. It concentrated the rays of the sun.
Exactly. So if it's concentrating the rays of the sun right there, isn't that a tolada of the chama?
No.
Because not directly the sunlight's taking the sunlight.
Where's the heat coming from? If the heat's coming from something heated it in the sun, it's also medrabanan. If the heat is coming directly from the sun, there's no isur, period.
Because it's not the direct sunlight hitting the food itself, it's the sunlight going through the mechanism of the oven. So why is that not tolad al chama?
That wouldn't be called tolad al chama. It's measured with yatsolad, it's measured with the temperature.
Okay.
Now, to take something better, if you remember from your youth, right, I could take a magnifying glass on a nice sunny day and burn a hole in a piece of paper. You have nothing better to do that day. It's a good way to spend the day. Right.
That's what is defined as a tolada of the chama? But that's not.
Sun got heat, made something hot. The hot thing made something hot.
The glass that you just said.
Yeah, magnifying glass.
Is a tolada, no?
No, never got hot.
I got a whole oven out there. It
doesn't say anything about concentrating the sunlight. One of the nice shilas in Eretz Yisrael is you have the solar panel on the roof, right? Someone argue that that's not Toloda Sachama, that's Chama. It's not true, because the fact is that what that does there is heat up a little bit of water. That little bit of water may be Toloda Sachama. But then that water goes and heats up the other water. And therefore, you have an Isu the Rabbot. But there are many who want to be Makel, Gabi Wat, using hot water on Shabbos from your sink, claiming it's Bishul Chama, it's not Bishul of Toloda Sachama. There's now a big push, what do they call it, green energy, right? For many places, including New York, that we have now better solar collectors, better, more efficient, more sensitive, so it should be possible to get significant energy from the sun even in our climate. Okay, next. Miu hamavashel dovo shu tov chai kamo mavushel poto avoloso. I want to get rid of the rabbonans, we'd have an easy time. Right. I want to make applesauce on Shabbos. Must want to make applesauce on Shabbos. Applesauce aren't better than the apples. Some people like fresh apples, some people like applesauce. Right? So that's something which Tov Chai Ke. And nowadays, if you go to a Chassan Smorgasbord, right, they have usually a table with a big sign, Machel Behema. Right? What do they have there? Cauliflower, broccoli, string beans, all raw. Right? So we have a big shaila now, what's called Nechol Chai, right? And you want to go a little further, I studied, you go eat in a fancy kosher restaurant and ask for beef tartare. What's beef tartare? Don't know. That's the trouble. You stay yeshiva too long, you get ignorant. What's going on in the world?
It's steak. It's not very. It's not very cooked. Huh? It's not very steak, but not very cooked.
Beef tartare is thin sliced raw beef with a sauce, and that's what you're eating. Period.
Isn't that dangerous?
Huh? No, most likely not, but it's not dangerous.
Well,
just expensive. That's all. It's a good idea to cook stuff. If it were pork, it'd be a big danger of trichinosis.
Right.
But beef, not so bad.
According to this mahalach, that means, again, like some people say, sushi shrimutter, so fish shouldn't be chayev.
Sushi. Oh, that's right.
I say because you can eat sushi, which is so raw, then.
Those who eat sushi, like container, salmon is better raw than cooked.
Yeah.
So salmon also nechal chay. There's nothing that's also medaraisa anymore. Everybody eats anything raw, right?
Except for maybe dough.
Yeah. I know.
Yeah, but even that's already buying raw dough. Even that's processed a certain degree.
When my
raw piece of dough. You just start
cooking it. We're living with us.
Going in there.
We are accustomed to eat American style, where things aren't overcooked. Chicken isn't overcooked too much, and beef not too much. And for my in-laws, we had to let it cook a little, take off what we want to eat, and leave it back in the oven or in the pot a little longer, because my father-in-law would say they didn't even shecht it yet. How can you eat medium rare when still there's some redness in the meat? No one eats that. In Europe, they wouldn't think of eating it. American style is the faketa. That's supposed to be the proper way to eat it. That's because we become more animals of prey. We learn to attack people, so we attack animals too. We eat like a lion and a tiger, not like a human being. All right, next. Hanosein dovol shemizbashel maher. Listen carefully. That's a sugi called bishulun kal. There's some things that cook quick, something cook a long time. Divachidush bishulun kal. And here's a new definition of bishul. Right? Mo says dog maluach, a fish that was salted. So really, it's already cooked. Maliach kiroseach.
That's with Rabbanan.
No. That's for Yisuf Heter. I'm not talking. I'm not today yet.
Okay.
Now we're talking about with stick to the raisa first. The most universal protein. More people eat protein that way than any other way. Is salt cod. More people live on salt cod than on any other source of protein. Not our people, but if you go down it used to be Apicelli, the fish store, which now is a clothing store. We used to buy our fish over there. We'd buy a whole fish from him, take it home, because the prices here for carp, he would sell $1 a pound, and in Muncie it's $6 a pound. Yeah, because carp, no one eats carp among the Dominican Republic people, right? So he just sold it for what it really cost. Anyway, salt cod is edible. You gotta wash off the salt. If I wash off the salt with hot water, as we'll see, that is called bishul. Why? Now, a new definition of bishul. Bishul is to make something royo l'achila. Okay.
So what was our old definition? What was our old definition of bishul?
Old definition we have, Yatzoledes, Mugushul Kol Tzolko, Michael Ben Drusoi, we'll have it all in a minute.
So levels of eating,
different shiurim.
So it's
similar to
tochen.
Huh?
It's similar to tochen, right?
The what?
It's similar to tochen.
To tochen. It's similar to tochen of something which is not, we discussed, which isn't edible as a hunk. When you cut up little slivers, I think that beef tartare is really that.
Right.
You can't eat a raw steak. Right. If you cut it very thin, you can eat it.
Like
all right, next. So, Dovah Shem Esbashel Maher, Kitavlin, O Dovah Sheshbo Lachluchis. Don't know what that means, really. Something which has a lot of moisture in it. You don't have a good example of that one, what it means, right? Anyway, well, it means it's something that because it's very moist, it cooks easily. The sor kli rishon roseach, right? Afilu la'acha sheviru meyesh dino kibben vashil. Okay. Next halacha. Kli rishon is mevashel like eish, like tolodos eish. Therefore, is isu daraisa. So if you go ahead and you take I'll give you the bad example. You take croutons, soup mandlin, soup nuts, right? And your soup is on the fire, right? And you go ahead and you take with a ladle soup and pour it onto a soup plate in which you've already put in the croutons, the mandlin, which they do when they serve a lot of people, and they want to serve with croutons in it, the croutons are put in, then he put that water on, right? That's mevashel. Why? You'll soon see. Because although ain bishul lacha bishul, yesh bishul lacha tzli, yesh bishul lacha afia. You with me?
Is that a machloket?
Huh?
I thought that was
machlok. Of course, big machlok. We tell spends a lot of time on that. But machlok, I give you examples what he's referring to. Okay, next. Atilu lacha shevir moyesh. Or you take the soup pot off the fire and you want to add to it some rice. Yein bishul acha bishul, rice will be okay. Mandlin is not okay because yein bishul acha fia. Dino kimavashel, the kumokain iru mikli rishon sheyesh sheyatzol letters bo. That's the abbreviation. Al gush chai, the vashel kidei klipo. Don't have a good example of that, right? Where you're taking hot soup and you pour it on something that's raw. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what to, we're not diet, what we have like that. Think of something.
Fish. Happens with fish sometimes.
Huh?
You make like a sauce, which is a very hot sauce.
Yeah.
Pour it on, let's say, to raw fish or something, or very, well-cooked fish.
Hot, temperature hot or pepper hot?
No, it's temperature hot.
So it's mevashel kidei klipo. It can't cook it all the way through, but a thin layer will get cooked. And if that kidei klipo equals a gogris, then it's the isur daraisa. Avo mutar laros roasten muotin al mayim tzonenim merubim. Okay. let's get this here. Making tea. Okay. So tea is, the Mishnah Berurah has a special little paragraph on how to make tea. The classic way, traditional way, was to make sense. You know why they call it making sense? Because otherwise you're stupid. But it's, the word is essence, right? To make essence of tea. So I have a teapot filled with concentrated tea, right? And I add a little bit of that, right, to the cup of water. What if I take a cup of water, a cup of a teacup, and I pour in my essence, and then I go to my samovar, right, to my teapot, and I pour in hot water? That's bishul. The essence is cold, right? Some people are matpid properly, like my children El Tzishchoel, that they make essence, and that's put on top of the coffee pot.
Some Persians, a lot of Persians do it like that.
So that it stays warm, right? It stays warm. We'll see later that even by Dov Alach, there are more paskins. If lo nitzanin legamri, didn't cool down to room temperature, then it's ein bishul achar bishul. That's the Eitzah of leaving under cover. That's how we paskin. That's how the Gemara paskins. Mechaber disagrees. All right. Next. Aber mutol aros roslin muotin al maimzonen in merubin. Right. They don't have so much of an example like that, but some kind of drink, and you want it to be lukewarm, right? You want to add a little hot water to it, that's okay. Why? Because the hot water can't heat up. When it hits the water, it's melvashel kedei klipa. You told me klirishu melvashel kedei klipa, right? Liquid is not shaykh.
Right?
A liquid, since it's miscible right away, right, we don't have halacha of kedei klipa.
When a person uses kli sheni on tea, it's not mevashel at all at that point?
Easy. I don't want to get involved with it now, we'll pick it up later. But as what has become widespread in the Orthodox community is a tshuva of my father-in-law, which is hard to defend, but everybody does it. Right? In my house, we don't allow it. Yeah. And that is to use a kli shlishi. Klisheni is also. So see, dovo shebishulu kal, just like the salt cod. I can't put a tea bag into a klisheni because it works. It's adequate, right? I take the hot water from my samovar. You know what I mean by my samovar? From the coffee pot, right? And I put a tea bag in. It does just how you make tea, right? So that's also. The Dovah Shebishulu Kal is also klisheni. Oh, but I got klisheni. So I have a cup standing there. I fill up my cup from the samovar, pour it into another cup. One cup stands there for everybody to use, right, there. And then I put the tea bag in. That's klisheni, is okay. Why klisheni is okay? We have to try to defend it. I can't defend it too easily. There's no good mokel for that. But Yisrael had an absolute commitment, since no one in the Gemara ever discussed kli shlishi. Heat stops the kli sheni. Therefore, is that kli shlishi is not shayach bishul at all, even though the temperature may be exactly the same. You with me?
The samovar is considered a kli rishon.
The samovar is kli rishon. That's where it's heating.
Regardless
where the water
of what
was heating.
Material is and how much it retains heat.
I'm sorry?
The cup, the kli sheni,
yeah,
regardless of how what material it is and how much heat it retains, still, once you pour it into a shlishi, it's not a problem.
That's
even if it hasn't lost, it diminished.
Even though
it was a metal cup.
Yeah, most likely it loses transfer one pump to another. It loses significant temperature, but still yatzoled is.
Still boiling, right?
Halachically, he didn't get cooler. Halachically.
Kli shlishi wasn't even.
Yes. Huh?
Even kli shlishi.
You get still yatzoled. You pour it on your lap. You go to the hospital with a third degree burn. Yeah. Yeah, second degree bird. Clichades. Second degree bird. Are you following?
You say you need seven more.
All people have been eating on Shabbos for so many years. This isn't clear to you. Without that, to you people, if you don't have it clear in your mind, I wouldn't eat next Shabbos till we finish per kilo.
But it's a sort to fast on Shabbos as well.
Huh?
But it's also a sort to fast on Shabbos.
Yeah. Okay.
It
moves
either way.
Look at the halacha. It says, for a chalma bisho, for a bad dream, you're allowed to sleep. You're allowed to
fast. Fast on Shabbos. Haven't learned Hilchos Shabbos is a bad dream.
When Hilchos Shabbos is nothing more than a cholim by you. It's a kind of a nightmare. Yeah. Okay. Next. Then we go next. Toldoso. What is the toloda? What is the toloda of Mevashel? Ofe. Hu hamegis ochlin begedere rosacha sheitzel eish. Afilo mevushel koltzoko.
How is that a tolada?
Unbelievable.
How is that a tolada? I order this and it makes no sense to me.
This is what people are not so here. The Mishnah Berurah
says it's also, right?
That way, huh?
The Mishnah Berurah brings down the Sefer
right,
also.
Right.
What is it?
Okay. That's first of all what we're talking about. Again, always try to keep a picture of a real situation. That's what makes halachim possible to follow. Your mother put up a cholt in a crock pot, right? And then you take out the insert and she has to serve it. So, a cholt isn't all easily distributed, right? So before she takes it out, she wants to stir it up, so make sure the beans and the potatoes are evenly distributed for everybody, right? That's the isu d'oraisa.
When it's in there, right?
Of ofer. I feel a mevushel kol tzorko. Okay.
When it's in the crock pot,
yes.
Right? You take it
right.
Out.
But if you take it out of it, right? Not al gabei yoish, not an oish, then it's not hagosa. Megis is only al gabei yoish.
So you basically can't take the cover off the insert. You can't take the cover off the insert for anything until you take it out of the crock pot.
I'm sorry?
Getting the insert in the crock pot,
right.
Which one is made. You can't take the cover off for anything until you take the pot out.
Why?
Because
if you
take it off
and
then
put it back on,
it
improves
it.
Even if you're not stirring it,
yeah,
so
I don't think it's true.
Take it out.
I think that's
true.
I don't think that's true.
Yeah, I think it wouldn't be that's
true. The thing is, if it were not cooked yet, this was Friday night and your mother put up the chunk close to Shabbos, the Nechanami. But after Mavuchel Kotzolko, I don't see a good moko that putting a cover back on the pot should be called aiding the bishul, or furthering the bishul. It's mevushel kol tzorko we're talking about.
Right.
If it were only machal ben dosoi, third done, then mein hachanami, but otherwise.
How can you do bishul on something which has already been mevushel kol tzorko? I don't understand.
What's mevushel kol tzorko?
No, he's saying even when it's mevushel kol tzorko, like I understand there's a chashash, something hasn't been cooked, you mix it.
If you put up your chalt Friday morning and you're coming to eat it Shabbos afternoon, you could assume it's mevushel kol tzorko.
Right.
No shaila whatsoever.
So I'm saying, how can it be bishul when it's already kol tzorko? How's that even possible?
Because we have a shir after that. Right. Look at the egg leitel. Egg leitel quickly. The second page, Beis. He quotes Yerushalmi. Hatzola. Okay. Broiling. Hasholik. I'll define that word for you in a minute. Next, hamaasha in smoking. Smoked fish, smoked meat. Hametagin, frying. Kulum chayovim mishum mevashel. What's hasholik?
Boiling? Boiling?
Shlakos,
boiling?
Sholeik. What's sholeik? You don't know what a sholeik is?
It's overcooking.
Steamed.
Okay.
Sholeik means it's cooked to death. It's after cooking. It's kibushel called soko.
It's burned.
Right? And no, and you let it cook some more. Right? There's a, you have to tell me a chidush. That's also called cooking. Why? Each one has its own definition. You didn't equate Sili with Tigun. No, each one had to be defined. Yes, this is a form of Melechas Machsheves and also Torah. If I go ahead, I put something in, and my intent is like the Turbosun that we learned in the Gemara, where I cook it 7 times and to get rid of some toxin that's in there, and then when I pick it up on my fingers, it falls apart. That's Sholok. Right. If that's my intent, I put in Lachatchila to make Sholok, maybe it's not Bishul. It's a different kind of thing. Cooking, it's made in order to, make things, it should fall apart. Right? That's not how people eat. So maybe it's not so. No, not so. Sholok is a form of Bishul, right?
We're talking about it wasn't
Mashal
or wasn't
Mashal? Look at Eglital base, Hasholik. Luchura ain't a movement. Lama laid the ton Hasholik. The Manashach. Got it? Imloho yemavushal kodim lachain, michibashal chayev, av kodim shenishlak. Vishoy yemavushal mikodim, alo ain't bishlach abishal. And he doesn't have a good teretz. He gives a lomdish teretz. He did a chotzig grogus. Another chotzig grogus. We come to it. A bad teretz. The answer is it's a different form of cooking. If you look in a cookbook, right? There's a section sholeik, right? Some things you want to cook to death. So if I go ahead, something may be proper to do it that way. And if I go ahead, I do it to a piece of meat, right? And the thing is falling apart already, that's not called a Maise Bishul. It's not a Mleches Tikkun. And if that was my original kavanah to make it a Sholeik, even though it went through a stage earlier, but the kavanah was on this, so therefore I got to tell you, no.
It sounds like a very good kavanah.
You can't do that. Right? A Sholeik is also a form of Bishul.
It should still be no better than broiling something or roasting something after cooking it, which is also.
What's the Havamin?
So
the Yerushalmi lists it because the Yerushalmi is right. The Eglital is wrong on this. He argues why the Yerushalmi have to mention Sholeik? Because it's a form of cooking. And therefore, form of cooking, that's the Mlocha. Just like I had to tell you that Sli and Tigun are also called cooking, who would think otherwise? Because my pot is flat and therefore it's not called cooking.
Yeah.
No, it's not called cooking. Because some things you fry and other things you cook and other things you broil. Therefore, I have to know, is this part of the Melechas Machsheves of Bishul?
Right. But if you barbecue a cooked chicken, you're not chayev. So why, if you were a mashalik, a cooked chicken, are you chayev?
What?
If you barbecue a cooked chicken, you're not chayev.
Why not?
We pass, you are chayev.
Yeah, that's the case you're using. Same thing. That's good raya that you're dealing with different maise malocha. It's a different malocha. Right? Yeah. Chinese cooking is. What I always had a Chinese lab research assistant for many 20 years or more. While here, and she would make herself lunch in the lab. Yeah. Sugar. Something she cooked, and then she fried it. Everything was labor intensive. Yeah, so they say, in Chinese cooking and Japanese cooking. Japanese cooking looks good, and Chinese cooking tastes good. Japanese, they lay it out on the plate, beautiful. Chinamen didn't care for that nonsense. It has to taste good. And they, but it's labor intensive. Something should be, fish, I know, little fish. She once came to our house for Shabbos, right there. And she taught my wife a recipe for making this little fish, the smelts. There's nothing to eat on the fish. But no, what they do is, first, it's fried. No, first it's steamed, then it's fried, then it's put into bake an hour or two or more, whatever it is. Then you eat the whole thing with the bones. Not you try to take the meat off. By that time, the bones are edible.
Wow.
Yeah. But you got to get a woman standing all day to prepare a few skinny little fish, you know.
Persian women cook the rice like 10 times.
Huh?
Yeah. Yeah, a number of times, yeah.
The what?
Persian women, the rice that they make is cooked like 3-4 times.
Three times, also, yeah. Also, that's because you have a slave called a wife, right? And she cooks all day. They have nothing better to do. Yeah, our women.
That's also why rice is permissible on Pesach.
Yeah.
Because they check them one by one.
No, that's I've seen. Many, many years, Dr. Sutton by us, Sutton's Svadi Toho, right? That's where the name Sutton comes from, right? He's a dermatologist by us, Talmud Chochem. He's my dermatologist. He's a Rehoshev fellow. And I was there once. Erev Shabbos, Erev Pesach, there, as the day before, and Baruch Hashem, he has a whole bunch of children, and they have the dining room table, right? And they take a cup of rice, scatter on the table, each one sits around with a cup, and picks each rice into a cup. That's how you prepare rice for Pesach. They were also afraid that rice itself, they didn't accept the Gzeira of Kittis. But they're afraid in the rice, when they package, these companies that package rice also package other grains. And you often find in rice, you find suddenly a wheat grain. So they pick each and every grain. Yeah. But they would not eat, not write up a Syrian, Sfaradi Toho, not to eat rice on Pesach. It's like not eating matzah on Pesach, the same thing, same Esau. It's what it became, why? Became a point of pride. Really, it's their minhagim, it's their halachas. They didn't succumb to the power play of the Ashkenazim. That's very much matzah done.
So for that fish, you chayav three times, and for a bagel, you cook a bagel on Shabbos, you chayav twice.
Yeah. Sure. What he's referring to, a bagel is bagel. Get the texture of a bagel. There, which allows for, after a day, for rigor mortis to set in, right? That's a requirement. So first it's put into hot water, then it's fished out and put into the baking oven. Okay? Otherwise, it's nothing more than challah with a hole in the middle. Some people sell that as bagel, but it's not bagel. Bagel has to go through first a cooking process and then a baking.
So you would consider this Mikar Adinadir, right? To
which?
Hasholik.
Yeah.
Lamai said we consider that a Diaraita Malacha?
Sure. Is it what?
He's quoting the Yerushalmi to bring down this din.
Right. He means the Sholik.
He's quoting the Yerushalmi of Hasholik.
Right.
So
what do you mean?
No, I'm just saying ultimately Hasholik is considered Diaraita. So.
Yes,
earlier in the year you mentioned Mishnah Berurah.
Yes, but I'm defending the Yerushalmi is. It's a different form of cooking, and therefore it has to mention it.
But it has a different form of cooking if it only exists post-cooking.
It's not post-cooking. It is.
It has to be cooked it, for direct, you to even have opportunity to have
yeah,
a show.
In fact, that it goes.
I mean, this cooking post cooking.
In fact, it goes through that stage, right? There, that doesn't change the fact that it's a unique. It's unique, just like Tigun is unique. Shulik is. Why don't you tell me?
I'm saying, but Tigun in and of itself.
Yeah, I hear.
We're saying that Shulik.
That's what the
Egli
Tal
is
objecting. That's what I was. So the Mimanushach, right? Before it gets to Sholok. So I tell me Sholok. I think the Evital is wrong. I'm dealing with Melechus Machshevus Osotolo. And if my intent is, I don't want, that's the end of his cover, I don't want it to go to stop any earlier. My Gemar Melocha is Sholok. I want it to be falling apart, right? Therefore, it's like Lo Niskaimo Machshavto. You might think so. Therefore, Bishalmi has to tell you, no, it's nonsense. The Sholik is also Bishal. But you can't argue that it's unnecessary to tell me Sholik. No, it's not unnecessary. Just as I said, just like Mitagin, you say, well, Mitagin is Bishal. What not come in Tigun? You tell me Tigun for. So I tell you, well, I Basa B'cholav, it's not like Bishal. Right? So. By Korban Pesach, they have to tell you Lo Socha Menu No Ubosha Meushal V'Mayim. Right, and you have to tell you they also that Sholok is also for Korban Pesach. Shalmi says the same thing by Korban Pesach.
It seems weird. This is a diorite, and the Bali doesn't mention it everywhere. That seems very strange to me.
The what?
It seems very strange to me. We have a diorite. In terms of Melachat Shabbat, which
yes.
The Bavli doesn't discuss whatsoever. It seems very, that just seems odd to me.
I know what you mean.
And nowhere in the Bavli discusses this Melachat Vasholeg,
no.
I go to Yerushalmi, but we're saying it's an Isser Midoraita in terms of Hilchot Shabbat, Isser Karait, and the Bavli won't mention it anywhere at all in Hilchot Shabbat.
It seems very weird
to me. That's all I'm saying.
No.
That only the Yerushalmi talks, but the Bavli doesn't mention it an iota of the word Vasholeg.
Yeah, I don't know. There's no more. There's any more called Bavli.
So practically.
Maybe yes.
So practically, if you.
I know. I have to check on that. Okay. Let's continue. Fellas, this is just an introduction to Perikiro, right?